with an interesting halakha that actually comes, the first place it comes is in Hilchot Sisit, in Siman Chet, but it's actually a law that applies throughout halakha. And that's the rule that Maran talks about, where he says, let's say three or four people come together into a minyan, let's say Shaharit, and they're all putting on their talet at the same time, simultaneously. So Maran says it's okay for one person to make the berakah with atef b'sisit for everybody. And of course they would have kabbanah to be yotzeh, he would have kabbanah to be motzi, and with one berakah everybody could be yotzeh, and he says that would be legal. Actually, the Mishnah Berurah comes along and says not only would it be legal, but it should be preferable because of the general principle that says Berov Am Adrat Melech, that it's much better when a group of people get together to do a mitzvah as opposed to each one does it individually by themselves. The Mishnah Berurah then comes along and says even a greater chidush. Again, but this law doesn't only apply to Sisit, it applies to all the mitzvot. He says, even if a person, let's say, put on his talit already, he fulfilled his mitzvah of talit, he was yotzeh, and somebody comes into the Bet Knesset and is putting on the talit, and let's say, we'll make it easy, that person doesn't know how to make the beracha. Or even if he knows how to make the beracha, but he says, I want the rabbi to make the barakah because he has kabanot and it's better, so you can make the barakah for me. The halakha says it's permissible to say the barakah and that person will be yotzeh. That means the person is not wearing a talit. It's Baruch Atah Hashem, Ashekedeshanu, Sevezot, Artifis, you see? This guy says, Amen, puts on a talit. How does that work? Well, that works based on a principle that says, Kol Yisrael Arevim, Zelazeh. What does that mean? That means when we receive the Torah at Har Sinai, we accepted two responsibilities. Responsibility number one is, I'm responsible to fulfill Tariyag Mitzvot. Responsibility number two is that I'm also responsible to make sure that everybody else fulfills the Tariyag Mitzvot, whoever's obligated. And therefore, even though I fulfilled the mitzvah already, I can make the berakah for somebody else that did not fulfill the mitzvah. Just like I can make kiddush 600,000 times on Shabbat. Every time somebody comes and says, hey, Rabbi, I didn't hear kiddush, I can make the kiddush again. You know, I made it already. I can make it again and again and again because my obligation is twofold. It's a personal obligation and it's a communal responsibility. However, this is very good in theory. However, the custom is that when it comes to at least sisit, we don't let one guy make the berakah for... We've never seen it. We all come to Bet Knesset every morning. We're all putting on the talit more or less at the same time. We never said, okay, Rabotai, listen to the Hazan make the ta'atif the sisit. For maybe different reasons, because it's hard to get everybody to be exactly synchronized at the same time, that they're unfolding it and they're holding it at the same time. Usually people are, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 seconds behind or ahead. So it's hard to get everybody together. And not everybody in the minyan knows the rules of being yotzeh and being motzi. So we don't want to get involved in complication. So take it off the table. Although in principle it's a right halakha, but the minhag prevails and we just don't do it. But the chidush that I wanted to say is as follows. For example, in Hallel we do it. In Hallel, on Yamim Tovim, the Hazan says, B'shut Morad Rabotai, the Kahal answers Shamayim, and he says the Beracha, and everybody listens to the Beracha and says, Amen. That's the right way to do it. Now you have some people that think that they know better, they say, no, I want to say the Beracha myself. I don't want to rely on the Hazan. They're wrong. As long as the Hazan is a good Hazan and he pronounces the words correctly, and he knows the kavanot. On the contrary, by you making the berakah yourself, you did it less than required. The required way is to do it one for many. Halil, it's easy because we're usually at the same place at the same time and you don't have to do any actions like putting on a talit or something. So by Halil we do it. Guess what? We do it by many of the mitzvot. Hakam of Adiyah says we do it by Kiddush every Friday night. Well, we don't have to go far. Kiddush every Friday night. Everybody's obligated to make Kiddush. Does everybody hold the course and make Kiddush by themselves? Of course not. One makes the Kiddush, one answers Amen. It's the law that one can be motzi others. The Kiddush in Talet is the following. Talet really is not an obligation only if you have a four-cornered garment. It's not like other obligations that are mandatory. If you have a four-cornered garment, other guys you have to put strings on it. But if you don't have a four-cornered garment, you don't have to. So therefore it comes out to a certain degree, the mitzvah of tzitzit is voluntary. And the chiddush is that even on a voluntary mitzvah, we still accepted upon ourselves the law of arbut, and I can fulfill the beracha for you, and I can make the beracha on mandatory mitzvot for sure. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, even on tzitzit, that's really not an obligation in principle. If I don't have a four-corner garment, I'm exempt. Still, the law of arbut applies, and one can make the beracha for others. Again, I said, lema'aseh, in practice, we don't do this. Everybody makes their own beracha on the talit. But one more halakha should be pointed out. This happens a lot. Let's say, in the case of halil, the Hazan says, asher kedeshar ustav v'sivanu l'gmur et halil. And 99% of the people answer amen, like they're supposed to. One guy didn't answer amen. He heard the beracha, he just didn't answer amen. The halakha says, Mishnah Berurah brings down clearly, and Chacham Adah concurs with it, that even though you didn't answer amen, you yotze. The amen is not me'akev, the fact that you were yotze or not yotze the beracha. You heard the beracha, that's what's me'akev. As long as you heard the beracha, you're me'akev on it. Amen, of course you're supposed to answer amen. Amen shows you that you're listening and all that. But if you didn't answer amen, it's considered as if you said the beracha anyway, and therefore you can continue reading the halel without a beracha. A classic example would be on the night of Pesach when we're eating the karpats, for example. So our custom is, and Chacham Avraham says this is the right way to do it, not everybody should make an adama on the karpats. Even though you'd say, oh yeah, everybody should make a berakah, we'll all answer amen to each other's berakot, we'll make a berakah party. No, it's better for the balabai to pick up the karpas and tell everybody, rabotai, listen, shudmurav rabotai, shamayim, abore pri adama. Everybody answers amen. And then they eat the karpas. Of course, that eating the karpas is again, it's a mitzvah, even if it's ne'anim, bottom line, they're all hearing it together. But again, it's always better to do bir'ab'am hadat melech. Talet should have been like that, but because the minhag is not like that, so therefore each one makes it separate.